You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. One thing I want you to be aware of when you are engaged in these message board battles is that you have the moral high ground. That's a very important thing to being a swarm member and being a member of Bugs and part of our team, bringing down this anti-white system and putting an end to the ongoing program of genocide against our race, is to remember that you are in the moral right. It does a few things for us, and it is necessary for bringing down this anti-white system. An important thing to remember when you're engaging anti-whites on these forums is that you are the one who asks the questions. Don't let them sucker you into answering their questions and trying to defend yourself from being, you know, the accusations of being a Nazi and a racist and all this kind of stuff. We have plenty of talking points that help turn those accusations around to point out what they are doing is wrong. You know, if someone tries calling you, we'll use a standard one, you're just an evil racist. You know, an example of what we would do is we would turn around and say, hey, look, if every single black country and only black countries had been flooded with non-blacks and they were told they had a race problem and the only solution to that race problem was for them to all intermarry and interbreed and assimilate until there was a mocha-colored humanity left where only black countries used to be, and if a black person had a problem with that genocide, which that would be against their race, and this black person has a problem with it and speaks up about it, would you call them nasty names like racist too? Or do you only intend that when you are committing genocide against my race and advocating genocide against my race? And now an example here is done because we're asking it to them as a question. We're basically grilling them like a prosecution. We took their accusation of us, we turned it around on them, we point out the double standard, and we ask them how they justify that situation and if they would be calling other people names too if they were to have a problem with a genocide against their race. You know, it's a few things you do when you take the moral high ground, but one of those is the person who is in the moral right asks the questions. You know, if there's a genocidal maniac on trial, is he going to be grilling the prosecution with questions? I mean, he might. He's a maniac, but it would look silly to see anybody in a court of law sitting in the defendant's seat asking questions of the prosecution. We're the ones who have an ongoing program of genocide happening in all white countries and only white countries. It's us who gets to ask the question to the anti-whites, and this also helps us control the flow of conversation. So it does that for us as well. It doesn't allow them to steal the control of the conversation and take control of it away from us by making us answer their questions. You acknowledge their question, you ignore it, and ask a question of your own, and then you press them to answer that question. You know, what justifies the double standard with conditions imposed on my race, which lead to my race no longer existing? Okay, what justifies that? What have white people done to lose our right to exist? And you keep pressing them with that. Don't let them squirm away from the question. Okay, keep asking it to them. If they try calling you a Nazi, say you know, you point out the double standard, you ask them if they would call someone a Nazi as well from another race. If this was being done in all Asian countries, would you call them a Nazi if they had a problem with it too? Come on, back to the original question. Answer the bloody question. What justifies a double standard against my race that leads to my race no longer existing, that destroys my people? What justifies genocide against whites? What have white people done to lose our right to exist? And you keep pressing them with it. And when you do, you see, sometimes you'll see the yellow eyes of the ghoul in the dark with like the light shined on them. And they'll come out hissing and screaming what white people have done. And they'll start naming nasty things white people have done. And right there in front of that audience that I told you guys already, remember this is in front of an audience, you say, thank you very much. You're supporting white genocide. You're justifying genocide. When they tell you the nasty things white people have done, when you ask them what justifies these conditions that are imposed on whites that lead to our future destruction, our non-existence, when they try justifying it by saying the nasty things white people have done, Do not go in and start defending us from those nasty things they're accusing us of. We don't go in and talk about revisionist history with the Holocaust, or we don't go in and talk about revisionist history and things that most people don't know about the Indians being moved around and about any other historical grievance. We don't talk about how Jews owned the slave trade. That would be allowing our enemy to control the flow of the conversation, and we're trying to defend ourselves about some little thing on the puzzle piece when the big picture, the puzzle box, is white genocide. We keep their face smeared in white genocide, so we just point out, you are trying to justify genocide. You are justifying genocide of our race. Okay, because, and you say, how can you justify the genocide of our race? Talking about history and saying history justifies genocide of our race isn't good enough. Come on, what really justifies genocide against our race? And if they try it again, you just keep rubbing their nose in it. And in front of the audience, they see that and they go, wow, that guy is really anti-white. He acts like he's anti-racist, but really he's trying to justify genocide against whites. And you remember, you keep questioning that anti-white. You keep making him justify to us, make him explain to us what our race did to lose its right to have any exclusive areas for us to live large enough for our long-term sustenance. Why we are not allowed to have an exclusively white country anywhere. Why we're not even allowed to have a white county, a white state, or a white city. You know, why this inalienable human right for an exclusive homeland for ourselves, large enough for our long-term preservation, has been taken away from us. We want them to explain that to us. They are answering our questions because they are the ones who are morally bankrupt in supporting genocide of their own people. That brings me to another thing. One of the reasons we need to show that we have the moral high ground to the audience is because we are trying to wake up white people to this ongoing program of genocide. Okay? We see this on the forums a lot, on the various different forums, especially the pro-white forums. People are always lamenting about how we just can't wake up white people. How come we can't just wake up white people? But a lot of them haven't even addressed what they want to wake up white people to. Okay, are we going to wake up white people to high crime stats? Are we going to wake up white people to nasty things blacks do, or nasty things that Jews do with their giant superior frontal lobe and the Jewish mind laser powers and all the mythic stuff they've built the Jew up into? Are we trying to wake them up to that kind of stuff? I mean, they're going to look at it and say, okay, that's ugly, snore, and that white titan that we want to wake up is just going to go right back to sleep. We are waking them up to the ongoing program of genocide against our race. That is what will rouse that titan to defend itself and end that program of genocide. White people are fully capable, once they are woken up to what's happening to them, to doing something about it. First, they need to be on a consistent page, and they need to be aware of what's going on, and it is the genocide of our race where the problem is. Okay, so we're not here to talk about crime stats or black IQ scores or any of that other crap. We're here to talk about white genocide and wake up that sleeping white titan. The other thing about making the white titan that is sleeping right now aware of the ongoing program of genocide is that this titan only acts when it believes it's in the moral right. Even these heavily conditioned whites, some of the anti-whites are just really heavily brainwashed whites, okay? Feel very sad for them, but unfortunately they gotta go. I don't care how bad I feel for them for being brainwashed, they gotta go. The anti-white behavior needs to stop and they gotta go, okay? The thing is, the anti-white rhetoric, the memes and the imposed terminology of the anti-whites has been used for a long time to keep this unaware white titan completely in the dark of what is right and wrong. They've got this titan that only behaves in a way that it feels is morally right. It only acts when it feels that it has the moral right. Well, Team Anti-White has gotten this titan confused as to who is in the right and who is in the wrong. Well, we're never going to convince it in whole or in the majority what side is right and wrong by talking about the little details. We need to keep it on white genocide, on the ongoing program of genocide, the attempt at exterminating our race via assimilation of all whites in all white countries. That is what will rouse that Titan to do something, because it's easy to show the Titan that genocide is wrong. And that is the big picture. So it's actually pretty simple. The only reason we haven't got there yet is because it's too easy to slip into the mistake of focusing on the details. The Swarm, a Bugser, is someone who doesn't get sucked into these little details. We are here to show that Titan, that sleeping white population, the cover on the puzzle box, so that it can see that it is in the moral right to save itself, that our white population has the moral high ground in saving our own people, and then it will act. It's just a very important thing to our people, something innate. I don't know if it's unique to white rabbits, but it certainly is something that is in white rabbits. As Horace calls it, you know, uses the allegory white rabbits. I like to use a sleeping white titan, which is our whole population, that is for the most part unawares, or at least is demoralized enough not to be able to talk about the situation. It will only act when it feels it has the moral authority to do so. And that's the biggest reason we take away the veil over the deceitfulness of the anti-whites. We expose them as the liars and the genocidal maniacs they are, in order to show that sleeping white population, that sleeping white titan, who in fact has the moral high ground. Because then it will act. It only acts when it feels it has the moral right. I can't stress that enough. It's a very important thing to be aware of, because we're not here to just call names at anti-whites. We're not here to be disruptive. We're not here to make us feel good about ourselves by offending someone. We are here to wake up the white population to the ongoing program of genocide. And in order to make it act, we need to show that we have every right to exist, that we don't have to defend our right to exist. We don't have to defend our right to exist by talking about the good things that white people have done for this world and the wonderful, unique gifts that white people have made. That's not how we show the moral high ground. We don't need to justify our right to exist, okay? All we need to do is say that, hey, look, there is an ongoing program of genocide against our race. Genocide is being committed, okay, and it's wrong, and we have the moral authority to stop it, to make it stop. And in order to do that, of course, we need to be spreading this consistent message, because we got to wake up that white titan first, but we also need to show it that it has the moral authority to save itself, that it is okay for it to save itself, that that is perfectly all right, that is in fact the right thing to do, and it would be wrong for it to simply allow itself to go extinct into the dark and to simply be okay with this ongoing program of genocide. Only a psychopath would be okay with the genocide of their entire race. So it's pretty easy, so long as you don't fall into one of the traps of trying to justify a right to exist. All you got to do is point out that ongoing genocide against our people. Okay, and we keep rubbing the anti-whites nose in it in front of that audience. It's very important to do that, and it's very important to show how, you know, any of their arguments that they're going to try to use against this, we have our talking points that expose it, you know. And you'll run into things like people will try telling you that, sure, it's happening in all white countries, but how do we know that it's on purpose? Well, the way that you show something is intentional is by showing a clear and consistent targeting. If something is happening in only white countries and all white countries, that's a pretty clear and consistent pattern, and that's how you show intent. But besides that, what this anti-white who's defending the conditions imposed on our race that lead to the destruction of our race, that is how they define genocide under international law, does not need to be violent. If they try telling you it's got to be violent, no, it does not. Anything that permanently gets rid of a group of people and wipes them out of existence is genocide. Assimilation is absolutely genocide. When genocide was attempted on the actually, it was committed on the Aboriginal. I almost said attempted. Just because there are Aboriginal people around still doesn't mean genocide didn't happen to them. There was a program of genocide against the Aboriginal people, which involved interbreeding and assimilation. Okay, this is all we need to show to say, if an anti-white tries saying it has to be violent, we can question them and expose the moral high ground just by saying, how come assimilation and interbreeding happens to be a deplorable genocide when it's committed against the Aboriginal, but when it is being done to my entire race, the white race, worldwide? Why is it then suddenly justified? What did white people do to lose our right to exist? And we're right back to that, making them defend their standpoint in supporting white genocide. And now if they try saying those, if they still are insisting those conditions are an accident, then we say, yes, but you're advocating not allowing them to do anything about it. You're advocating genocide, which is illegal under international law. You can't be advocating genocide. Do you know the difference between right and wrong? Why are you saying we shouldn't be able to do anything to change these conditions? Do you support white genocide? And we're questioning them again. We continue questioning them until we see the glowing yellow eyes of the ghoul come out in front of that audience, and they eventually do come lash out with it. You just watch. You'd be surprised how nasty some of these anti-whites really are. But when they try, insisting that they themselves now are not responsible for these conditions, it's only the elites. We still pin them down with pointing out that if you advocate that we're not, that we shouldn't be able to do anything or even talk about this genocide, and we shouldn't be able to do anything to change these circumstances, they are still supporting genocide. If I have someone here with me who happens to be slipping into a diabetic coma, their blood sugar is high enough to kill them, and I try to prevent them from getting their insulin shot, okay, I am killing them. Even if I'm not responsible for the diabetes in the first place, I can't say to them, "Oh, look, fatso, you gave yourself diabetes by eating too much sugar. Ha, you don't get your insulin shot now." That would be morally bankrupt. Okay, I would be murdering that person if I actively prevented them from getting their insulin. Likewise, if you had a small race that had a very small population, they got a little village somewhere, and their only water source happens to be a well, and their well dries up, and they go to the next town over and they rent themselves a drill, and they're going to be drilling themselves a new well to keep their people from literally dehydrating to death. And I try to prevent them from getting that drill to dig themselves a new well. What am I doing? I would be committing genocide, then, wouldn't I? Because I would be trying to prevent them from doing what's necessary to save their people. I can't go and say, "Oh, look, all I did was said they shouldn't have the drill. I didn't cause the drought in the first place." Yeah, right. Okay, that's not going to fly. I would definitely be guilty of genocide if I were to do that. Okay, so again, we rub their face in the fact they're supporting the conditions which lead to the destruction of our race vis-a-vis assimilation of our gene pool in all white countries and only white countries. We are force integrated. We are not allowed to have anywhere exclusive for ourselves large enough for our long-term sustenance, and they support these conditions, then they are supporting white genocide. And that's what we want to show in front of that audience. That's how we show that we have the moral high ground to that sleeping white titan so it can wake up and save itself. That's the important thing to remember, is that we have to show that we have the moral high ground, and we have to pin them down by questioning them and keeping the subject on genocide. Why do you support this genocide? That answer is not good enough. Come on, you got to have a better justification for our genocide, and keep pinning them down. If they say, "I don't support genocide, but I don't think you should be talking about this or be able to do anything to change these conditions," that's just like me saying right above the guy who's dying of a diabetic coma, saying, "Oh, well, I feel bad that you're on the ground, but you can't have this insulin shot. That's wrong for you to have this shot." That doesn't fly, Okay, just like if our race is facing conditions which lead to our destruction, saying we shouldn't be allowed to even talk about it and calling us names for wanting to talk about it, that's genocide. That's advocating genocide. Okay, we have every right to exist. We don't need to prove that we have a right to exist. And we don't have to go into detail about the little details that are irritating us. That doesn't help us either. Okay, which brings me to another point of the moral high ground. You cannot show that you have the moral high ground by saying nasty things about other racial groups. I know that a lot of us here are frustrated. We are highly irritated. We're angry. We're angry at a lot of the behaviors that we see non-whites doing. Remember, we are forced to live with these non-whites by people who look like us, who have no loyalty to us. Anti-whites who look white are the very reason why there is no place for you to live that does not have non-whites living there. And the behaviors of those non-whites that bother you, no matter how justified you feel about saying negative things about them, it's not going to help us wake up that sleeping white titan because it's been brainwashed. The by and large, the majority of white people have been heavily conditioned to become very, very dismissive about anything that comes out of your mouth following a negative thing that you say about another racial group. So if you want to talk about how much you don't like Hispanics or how much you don't like blacks and their low IQs and their aggressive violent behavior or Jews and their greedy money-grubbing behavior and how they support open border policies and all white countries and only white countries, by pointing the finger at the specific groups and saying we don't like them in front of an audience, we're losing that audience. It doesn't matter how true the information is or how justified you feel in saying it, saying negative things about other people is always viewed as a lowball move. It's as a punch below the belt. It always looks like a cheap shot. It doesn't matter how true what you're saying is, it's not how we take the moral high ground. The way we take it is by focusing on our people, what our people need, and ending the program of genocide that is ongoing in all white countries and only white countries. We need to focus on ourselves and what we can do to say that we have a right to exist, that we don't need to justify our right to exist, and that it is being denied to us by people who look like us who are anti-white. We use that broad category, anti-white. That way, nobody can say in another country, oh, well, he said an offensive thing against blacks or Jews or Asians or any other non-white group. There are white countries where people can get in a lot of trouble if they say anything negative about another racial group. And part of our mantra's use is it's designed to be something you can say anywhere without going to jail, but it only happens if you use it right. And again, it doesn't contain anything you're saying nasty about any other specific group. The only people we're calling out are people who look like us, who have no loyalty to us, people who are traitors. Okay, and that's the other point, part of taking the moral high ground. We are exposing them as the traitors that they are. Okay, sometimes you'll get an anti-white who will say something in front of that audience. They'll say, "How can I be anti-white? I am white." Our answer for that is very simple. Well, dumb. It's called treason. It happens all the time. Okay, or you could say it's called treason. It happens all the time, dumb. I don't really care how you phrase it, but you can point out how dumb they're being by acting like they don't know that being against your own is wrong. Okay, it is wrong to hate your own people. Nobody trusts a traitor. Black people do not trust white people who say they hate white people. Okay, because nobody can trust anyone who hates their own people. Okay, and if someone points out that they are white and tries saying they can't be anti-white, you still pin them down. You say, well, then if you support the genocide of your own people, what does that make you? You can ask them with a question mark. If they don't know the answer, you can explain it to them. It's not hard to tell them that, well, normally when somebody supports the genocide of their own people, isn't that called treason? If you ask it to them as a question and they take the bait and they try answering it and try squirming around, you just keep pinning them down. You keep pinning them down on they support white genocide. They support genocide of their own race, and that's deplorable. There's a movie that came out recently called The Immortals. I didn't really care for the take on Greek mythology. I'm a big fan of Greek mythology, and I thought they got a lot of things wrong, but there was an interesting moral that the movie showed nonetheless. And normally I'm not a big fan of a lot of the stuff that comes out in Hollywood, but this one hit the nail on the head, where they had a king telling a traitor who sells out his own people to this other side, either to save his own skin or because he hates his own people, whatever. And he sells out his side to this king trying to switch sides. And the king says to him, "I have no use for a traitor." He says, "Your ancestors weep this day for what you have done." And then he also, the king has this traitor's testicles smashed with a hammer. And he says, "Because we cannot allow our own blood to be polluted with that of a traitor." He doesn't want the traitor is passing around traitorous genes contaminating them on their side later on. It's a good example of how deplorable a traitor is. There is nothing more evil in this world than a traitor, than someone who is white, who supports the genocide of their own race. That's evil. And we'll say anyone that looks white. All right, if you look like me, but you want my race to go extinct, I'll tell you flat out right now, you are evil. You are supporting genocide of your own people. And we point that out about anti-whites in front of an audience on these message board battles that we have with them, where we take it onto the enemy's home ground whenever the subject of race comes up. Okay, and it comes up all the time on the internet. It is the biggest communication tool available to us. That's why we use it. Okay, the subject of race comes up, we go in there and we engage the anti-whites and we expose them as the genocidal maniacs they are in front of that audience. And we always have to do that in a way that exposes how they are morally bankrupt in supporting the genocide of their own people. And if they come right out and they say they support white genocide and white people deserve genocide, ask them if it was a typo, if they could make that more explicitly clear. If it's in an in-person conversation with someone, act like you didn't hear them. Ask them to say it louder. You didn't quite hear that. Honestly, you're actively saying you support genocide? Really? I don't think I quite heard that. Could you say that a little louder? I think I might have heard you wrong. And encourage them to say it even louder, because remember, they're here trying to make you feel bad and argue with you. We're not arguing with them. We are making a point in front of that audience. And the important thing we have to do in front of that audience is we need them to re-examine who is in the moral right, which side has the moral authority. It might be a funny behavioral trait of white people, but they do not move in large in mass. That sleeping white titan does not become active unless it feels it is in the moral right. It has to feel like it has the moral right for its race to exist. It does. It does have the moral right for its race to exist. We have to make that point. We have to show it. We have to expose to the large sleeping, as we call it, white population, that yes, it does have a right to exist. We do that by threading memes, by threading these minimum units of meaning, by imposing our own terminology, and by exposing the terminology of our enemy. All those words, evil, racist, Nazi, supremacist, who wants to kill 6 million Jews and clone Hitler. Okay, all those things they call us are just things they call us when we are suggesting that our race has a right to exist. And we point out that nobody's doing this to any non-white racial group and calling them names for opposing their own genocide. And that is how we expose that we are in the moral right. And I hope this podcast has allowed you some insight onto why we are always taking that moral high ground away from the anti-whites, or in fact exposing that we are the ones who've had it all along, and the importance of showing the white audience why we have the moral high ground, and how we never do anything that makes us look like we don't have the moral high ground. We do not do anything that makes us look bad. Don't say negative things about other groups. This is about focusing on us, on what we need, and ending the ongoing genocide of our race. And You can't have any more moral right than resisting the genocide of your own race. Okay, that is a very pure idea. It is very pure, and there is nothing evil or wrong at all. In fact, I can't think of any more important thing that shows love for your people, your race, and your future descendants than wanting a future that has your race existing in it in 1,000 years. There's nothing wrong with that. We do not need to defend that. So please do not go on these forums and try defending our right to exist. We do not need to justify our right to exist. We innately have that. When somebody steals a car, you don't say the driver of that car is drunk and I'm a much better driver and I have a clean driving record and the guy who took off of my car has a bad driving record. You don't say that. Okay, if somebody steals your car and gives it to somebody else, you don't talk about how the new guy driving the car is a worse driver than you and why you're a better driver and how you've gotten all these safe driving awards at work and all this junk. That's all unnecessary. If you run out into the street and someone's taking off in your car, you yell, "Somebody call 911, he's stealing my car." You just innately have a right to have the car that you paid for, right? Well, your race innately has a right to exist. Okay, so you are in the moral high ground fighting white genocide. And don't forget that you are the one in the moral right. Do not allow them to try questioning you. Okay, we're not here to answer their questions. We press the anti-whites to answer our questions because we are the ones who have the moral high ground.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.